You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
To cuddle. I hugged hard bodies the other night.
To marry. Or to trash.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There's real trouble.
That is the question.
So this is not in the official CMT lineup, but just for you, Dave, real quick. Cuddlemeyer trash.
Yeah.
Much like Tom Hanks getting off that island. Because if you remember...
What was the name of that movie?
Castaway.
Yeah, right.
So he gets off the island.
Talk to me like
and
that.
Much of the world has changed because everyone thought he was dead.
By the way, I'm getting tweets. Apparently Ray Cole, Castaway, escape away.
It is March 10th.
Oh, God.
So, Dave, real quick. Cuddlemeyer trash, you get off the island. What are you most curious to find out? How's my family? How are the guys, us being the guys, how are the Giants?
When am I going to be on the island? Time frame?
You disappeared in July. You reappeared the following July.
Missing a full year?
A full year.
Yep, all gone.
All right, I'm going to
skinny you'll be.
I'm going to marry family. I'm going to cuddle giants. Aww. I'm going to trash you guys.
You have no interest in how's the show? What's going on? How's Rick?
No. First of all, I imagine that I would have been replaced on the show.
No, there would be no show. I would be on an expedition, a voyage
again,
to find you.
Dave goes away, the show dies.
Well, I think that's fair, but I think the show will have moved on without me. I would want to know how you guys are doing and how whatever show you're putting on is doing, but that would be the last of the three. I want to know how my family's doing. Is it fair that I'm choosing that one number one? Or are you guys going to jump me for that?
No, you're right about that.
I'm not sure I believe you.
And then I missed a full season.
If you have to think,
and a draft.
Did you just hear what he just said?
And free agency.
Yep. Are you guys going to jump me for picking my family first?
He knows what's going on.
That's the obvious answer.
He knows exactly what's going on.
Like he's surrounded by himself.
Yes.
Arguing with yourself.
No, but you know how it would go? The first question, I think he's right, would be how's Sherry and the kids?
Yes.
The second one followed by like numerous in-depth questions.
In-depth. I'd be like, how's Ben? He's well? Great. What was our record? How do we do against
the
Cowboys?
Daniel Jones still
did we
the
make
guy?
The playoffs? What do we do in free agency? I would have a litany of questions.
And I tried to tell you, and you're like, McCarthy's not going to get top five.
Well, there's two. Oh, boy.
You want to start the actual?
I do.
CMT?
I do. So, mentioning football. Good for you, Dave, for reading the look-ahead email. I feel like you've been red hot reading the look-aheads.
There's some pretty pertinent stuff in those things.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Can I get a second here, by the way?
Yeah.
You're listening to DNR 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM. Where?
New York.
That's right. So, after the Jets revamped their offensive line, a lot of flexibility at number 10. So, Cuddlemeyer trash. Not what you think they'll do, what you would like to see the Jets do and Joe Douglas at number 10. Do you draft a tackle? Do you draft a pass catcher? Pick your guy. Or do you trade down? Within reason.
I'm assuming you can take one of those positions if you trade down, right? Obviously.
Yes, but it's all in context. Like, you're not taking...
So this is not that easy to answer because I don't think I have the full parameters of what it's going to be. Like, who's going to be there? At 10, right?
Within reason. Like Malik Nabers probably not going to be there.
I'm assuming none of the three receivers are going to be there, and at least Joe Alt is not going to be there. I'm going to marry trade down. I'm going to cuddle the tackle.
Aww.
And I'm going to trash the wide receiver. Because there's so much depth of wide receiver in this draft. I think I can, if I recoup that second round pick, I should be able to get that wide receiver in round two.
But you're passing up on Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I'm passing on Brock Bowers.
That's why
but now
RJ
I'm getting
asked the question.
A terrific tackle, and I should be getting a really good wide receiver as well in trading down.
Well, I mean, in theory, you hope.
Okay. I don't think there's a wrong answer, by the way.
Well, no, I don't think there's a wrong answer either, and I think Joe Douglas has done a good job. We'll see what happens with Mike Williams today, but of giving himself flexibility. I'd like to disagree with Dave.
You can. That's fine.
I don't know if I can, though.
Well, you're welcome to.
I'm going to trade down. I'm going to cuddle tackle, and I'll trash pass catcher.
No faith in Bowers.
No, I have plenty of faith in Bowers.
He doesn't have faith in Bowers.
Well, no, I should revise my question. Do you have faith that he will be used to his maximum value under the current circumstances?
He's saying, do you have faith in Nathaniel Hackett?
That's right.
No.
I'm trying to find a nice way to say it.
Right. No, I do not.
Matt Speckin tweets in, I'm pretty sure Ray Santiago said the name of that movie was Skate Blade and not Escape Away.
RJ, I said with a skate blade.
He took his tooth out with a skate blade.
He wasn't calling the movie Skate Blade. I don't believe so, people.
Wow. Pay attention. Yeah, I don't think this is a situation like this one.
Chang-a-ling or something?
RJ, what would you do?
I would really want Bowers because I love Bowers, but I kind of alluded to where I'm leaning. I read something the other day, and I put this in the look at, that Bowers is such a chess piece. There's a world where he's going to be getting end arounds or handoffs. The thing I read said he's the Deebo Samuel of tight ends.
They used to run the football with him, like you're saying, at Georgia. Like they would use him out of the backfield.
It might have been Mel's podcast. Had the Georgia Bulldogs put him at running back, he would have been a viable threat to take carries away from all the running backs on the roster. That's how much of an athlete he is. I just don't know if I trust the Jets at this point. Like, Aaron Rodgers doesn't like motion. I'm not blaming Rodgers, just the truth of it. Like, is that the kind of place that right now Bowers will succeed? Maybe not. Maybe they don't see him as a fit for what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, that's kind of sad.
But you can't find a
way to use a weapon like that.
But how many Jets have said this offseason, like, if we don't do it with Rodgers and the way Rodgers does it, it doesn't work?
Well, he's the offense.
Yes.
He couldn't find a way to use Mecole Hardman. I mean, there's plenty of reasons why.
Yes. But if you sign Mike Williams, it kind of frees you up to do whatever you want, actually.
That's true.
All righty. Jalen Brunson. So I feel like we could safely say best bargain in the NBA right now. I mean, you could go through rookie contracts. And
remember when they signed that deal and people were like, oh, you spent how much on Brunson?
Right.
Well, when you saw what he was asking Dallas for and they said twice.
50-some-odd million?
Jeez.
So
you think Dallas has regrets or they're so good that doesn't...
Oh, they got Kyrie now, so...
Right, yeah. Bother them.
So my question to you, though, is he even the face of sports in this city? So I give you Brunson, I give you Judge, or I give you Aaron Rodgers.
Who?
Europe.
Well, define face. Most famous?
Yeah, I would say correlating 50% play.
Like when you think of New York sports, you think of this person?
Yes. So use this formula for now. 50% play, 50% off-field or off-court.
I think you would marry Judge. I think you would cuddle Aaron Rodgers. I think you'd trash Brunson.
And I would agree across the board.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
I would agree across the board. And the amazing thing is Aaron Rodgers has done nothing.
I was going to say, how close is Rodgers to Judge?
Just because he's such a well-known figure.
Well, he's well-known, he's polarizing, he's national. I mean, he's a part of the national conversation all the time.
And he almost ran for vice president.
When you say, Jets, what's the first thing you think of when you say New York Jets right now?
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Just on an ayahuasca retreat with Jordan Poyer.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's nice.
I actually think that Poyer, because Aaron would never do this, I think Poyer actually posted a bunch of stuff that was...
From the retreat?
Yeah.
Would you go on an ayahuasca retreat if he asked you?
Yeah.
You would?
I would try it. I told you, Cassie's friend... Heather did it, and she said she got so violently ill that she'd never do it again.
That sounds fun.
Well, I guess, listen.
What exactly is ayahuasca? It's I know it's drugs, but what is it?
I think we've gone over this before.
It came from like a mushroom or something.
It's a relative of the mushroom, huh?
You might fit in there nicely.
I was high on mushrooms.
You might like it.
I wouldn't like to get violently ill. And what are you supposed to have, like, moments of clarity, and that's the... Mm-hmm.
Plant-based psychedelic.
No, yeah, I don't think I would like it.
Look, here you go. He posted videos and stuff.
Is he on the drugs at
this
point?
Yeah, there's a lot of... Actually, there's a lot of...
Like, benefits, guys, brain health, it says.
Yeah, PTSD. Well-being. Like, there's a lot of...
They did a piece on it on, like, Real Sports
If I was violently ill and it led to some kind of, like, breakthrough in my life, that it would be worth it. If I have no positive results from it, I was violently ill for
nothing. Of
course,
if you have no positive results, then you're done with it. All right, I've seen enough.
All righty. You probably saw it. If you didn't, Anthony Edwards, monster dunk.
Monster dunk. Last night.
I'm going to offer you three players age 25 and under. Please tell me which of them you would most like to build your team around.
Ooh, I like this. This is back to me, right? Yeah.
Is it Anthony Edwards?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Luka Doncic? Ooh. Or is it Victor Wembanyama? Oh,
no. Wow. I mean, you can't go wrong here. You can't go wrong. Wow. Yama. I'm going to marry Luka Doncic.
For context, Luka's 25, and Edwards is 22, and Wembanyama is 20.
I'm going to marry Doncic. I'm going to cuddle Wembanyama. I'm going to trash Anthony Edwards. Again, there's no wrong answer to this.
I'm going to marry Wemby.
I think it's fair.
Wemby has the ability. I mean,
he could
be the best.
It's funny. So we're sitting here saying he could be the best. The other guy is averaging a triple-double just about.
No, I understand.
When Wemby puts it all together.
I agree. He's going to win a defensive player of the year.
He's going to win everything.
He's going to be unstoppable.
Right. I totally agree with you.
Marrying Wemby. I'll cuddle.
There's no way you can trash Doncic.
I'll cuddle Luka and I'll trash Edwards.
This parfait, by the way, delicious.
See?
Thank a lot you. Of calories in a parfait, though.
Shut up.
Yeah, if it's full fatted yogurt.
It's a celebration Tuesday.
I understand. And he already gave thanks to God for this.
240. A lot of added sugar, but it's delicious, that added sugar.
Not as healthy as my little bowl of fruit here.
We got a big meeting. I need him at full capacity.
He needs sustenance, I know.
Alrighty. And finally, Dave?
Oh, God.
Well, no, this is a compliment to you.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
It's going to start out as one. Won't end as one. As we've learned, the heavy is the crown that is Dave Rothenberg. Because there's always someone coming for the title. And that someone recently is our boss, John Winthrop. Yep. So, Cuddle Mary Trash.
Yeah.
Starting with Rick, and Dave, you'll respond to this as well. What do you find most troubling about the triumvirate of things that John has pinpointed as weaknesses to challenge Dave? Is it that Dave is so replaceable in the job he does here on the show that John could jump in and do it on a whim, which he's voiced numerous times? Is it that John's a bigger football fan than Dave? Or is it the recent one, Dave has very little to no credibility as a movie critic?
Ooh, it's an excellent question, RJ. Excellent question.
So you're marrying the one that's most
troubling.
True, most troubling.
Yeah. Most troubling.
So for you, it'll be the thing that annoys you the most, Dave.
Yeah, so that's an easy one. That's marrying football.
Over his job.
Yeah. Because for him, football is his life. It's his job. He is the Giants.
So proving he's more of a talented football watcher is more important than...
Would you like me to confirm or deny whether that's accurate?
Confirm or deny.
It's never been more accurate. 100%. Him challenging me football-wise is way more annoying, upsetting, and distressing than what he did with the job stuff.
Job stuff is too. I'm going to cuddle the Dave is replaceable and John can do a better job. It's silliness. And I'm going to trash the whole movie critic thing.
Yeah, you're right across the board. You're right across the board.
Who knows you like me?
Him judging me as a football fan is unbelievable. So why don't we try this one day? Why don't you? Because I'm going to be out next week. Why doesn't John do a day with you? We'll see how it turns out.
I think that he feels like other people will be jealous. He's taking airtime.
But one day?
Because he's taking airtime away from somebody else.
But he's the boss.
Well, I know he's the boss. He can do that kind of stuff now. I don't think he wants to pull a power play on people.
But what happens if you do the show with him? You're like, I got to tell you, it was really good radio. We had a great time.
Honest question.
Yeah.
John does the show.
Mm-hmm.
One, would you listen? Because you never listen when you're not here.
I absolutely would.
How do you think it would go?
I think it would be good. I think it would
he
be
has
good.
To drive the show, though.
Well, here's the thing.
That's the thing.
He thinks it's so easy. driving a show is not, doing a show is not that easy.
So here's the trouble.
Doing a 4-hour show is not an easy thing to do, even though everyone seems to think it's just such an easy thing to be able to get done.
Here's the troubling part, though.
Yeah.
Does he think it's that easy, or does he think you're that replaceable? That's what we got to figure out.
Well, I think he thinks it's easy. Yeah.
I think he thinks what I do is anybody could do it. And give him a microphone and let him talk.
Yeah, but
he's just biding his time, waiting for the opportunity, or what's
until it happens when I'm home alone that one day. Apparently,
sorry,
like Macaulay Culkin.
No, he says when I drop dead.
Yeah.
I know what you were saying.
I how about an hour? Can John do an hour with you next week just to see what that's like?
Don't ask me. You've got to ask him.
That's fair.
And he has to ask himself.
Let's sit down one-on-one.
You can sit down in the one-way mirror and be like, hey, John, what do you think?
Let's bring it up in the meeting tomorrow.
How about today?
I just hope that you're never home alone when it happens.
Well, I don't think that's what today's meeting is about. This is a separate meeting.
I hope not.
The one I fall asleep on is on Wednesdays.
So you think you're going to stay awake during the meeting today?
He has people to impress today.
Probably not.
Yeah.
There's a real chance I fall asleep again.
Is there anything more disrespectful than people traveling over to these offices and you fall asleep?
First of all, John didn't travel. He's in this office. I did not mean it.
Although today, people are traveling from another office to this office. If you fall asleep, it would be the highest level of disrespect that I've seen.
I agree with that. Here's my biggest problem with the entirety of this situation, just in general, is the lack of respect for the amount of sleep we don't get.
Right.
Right. So it's like, hey, need you to stick around for a couple, like an hour or whatever. I can barely keep my eyes open to finish the show, let alone after the show. And then
you don't have to convince me.
I get reminded by my car pretty much every 15 minutes. Probably shouldn't be driving.
Right.
You know what's interesting about your relationship, Rick, with John?
Yep.
You fall asleep in his meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You pass flatulence in his meetings.
I farted, yep.
You say things that are not repeatable from the meetings.
Super inappropriate.
And then we'll walk out of the meetings and he'll be like, you know what, Dave? I think I could do your job.
That's a great point.
I wonder if John, in his head, because you pretty much act the way you act on the show, away from the show, if he's sitting there being like, you know what I would do here? And he's like, Dave never thought of that. Dave would never think to do this.
You know what it is? Rick's a lost cause. let's call it like it is.
What are you eating right now?
Bacon.
Oh. Is it that obvious?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You got it like you're like a hamster. Like it's in your cheek. Like we can't hear it in your mouth.
I've stuffed it away for later.
Love bacon.
Okay,
I might
lost
stuff
cause.
Some bacon right down your pants.
Rick is a lost cause. So John, and I think, to be honest, I think John's a little fearful of Rick, and they have to massage Rick. Like, they have to make sure Rick is always happy and everything's good with Rick and write him personal letters when his contract expires. Rick, please come back and don't leave us, whatever happens. I think this is the way they deal with Rick. Is that they treat you with kid gloves.
We are headed towards one of those personal letters, though, at this point. Right down that road. Could be a last-second personal letter.
No, the deal's going to get done.
I'm telling you.
It's all out there now, huh?
I'm just telling
you. You're remotely worried about this
I'm telling
deal.
You.
John says end of March, deal done.
He has no clue what he's talking about.
Is that it for CMT, RJ?
Yeah, that's went to a place I didn't expect it to, yeah.
Does it really ever go to a place
always?
You don't expect it to, though?
And I think you two can confirm this. I don't think we ever landed in this place. Now it's out there.
But I mean, we can use anything as a landing strip. We'll land in the ocean. We'll land.
I love the landing strip.
Oh, God.
That was a layup. Come on.
I know. Come on. Nice little fin.
Oh, stop.
Continue with what you were saying.
I mean, the drone will fall from the atmosphere in the ocean, on sand. There's nowhere we were afraid to go, RJ.
I see that.
He sounded like such a parent, didn't he? I see that.
RJ, we like to play outside the structure of the offense. This is what we like to do.
Time now for the tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. First four games in Dayton begin tonight. First, it's Wagner, the local team from Staten Island, and Howard in a battle of 16s at 9:40 p.m., followed by Colorado State and Virginia in a matchup of 10 seeds. That's at 9:10 this evening. And that's your tournament update presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is very proud to sponsor the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer or Schweppes ginger ale. 1-800-919-3776. We got to get to your Jets, and Mike Williams is going to be paying a visit. We'll get to that in about, 8 or 9 minutes. Let's go to Jacob in Farmingdale. Jacob, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, David Rick. How's everyone doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I need your guys' help because I have a friend of mine. His name is Andrew. He's a Dallas fan. And ever since Brunson left, you know, in the beginning of the year, the first year that they signed him, everybody kept saying, Brunson's overpaid. He's overpaid. And I kept telling him about the season. I'm like, he's not overpaid. We got to steal. He didn't agree. And then all the way up to the second round of the Heat, he finally said, okay, he wasn't overpaid, but I don't think he's still a steal. So they thought
well,
this year,
honestly, Jacob, it's him being such a passionate Mavericks fan, and he refuses to admit the truth.
Yeah, I know, and this is what I need. This is what I need you for, because I'm gonna take this part of the in the podcast, and I'm gonna send it to him. I need you to scold him because he said that Brunson is just barely made his top 10 of point guards right now, and he's a top 5 point guard. All jokes aside, so I need you to really tell his name is Andrew. Tell him that Brunson's a top 5 point guard. Because he just
well, let's just do this because I don't want to say something that I don't like. Who are the top point guards in the NBA? You'd have to give me a list of guys that I can choose from. I'm assuming he's top five, but go ahead. Do you have the best point guards, Rick, in the NBA that we can run through?
You
quickly?
Want me to get the list?
Well, I mean, just
it's not my phone call.
But just bring. I mean, Jacob, do you have it? Just bring up point guards. I'll tell you if I think he's better than these guys or not. Because I'm not going to sit here and say it without. You know, kind of looking at the situation. And then, if you'd like,
does SGA count as a point guard for you? All right.
I mean, I think you could look at SGA as better than Brunson.
Luka's
better than Brunson.
Donovan Mitchell,
Halliburton.
Is Donovan Mitchell a point guard?
A shooting guard. I mean, he's a combo guard.
He's a combo guard.
I'm going to say definitely to Luka. Is Steph a point guard?
Steph is considered.
Steph's considered a point guard. De'Aaron Fox is considered a point guard. Trey Young is considered a point guard.
I mean,
Tyrese Maxey.
Is John Morant involved in this conversation, or because he's hurt now for the year, he can't be involved?
Well, for this, I think probably for this conversation that you would get guys that are actually playing.
I mean, Dame is a point guard, right?
Yep.
I think he's better than Trae Young. Halliburton?
Halliburton's in that mix.
I think he's probably better than Halliburton, though.
I still can't believe De'Aaron Fox just went against.
Can't believe he didn't start in the All-Star
He's better
game.
Than De'Aaron Fox. Yep. Is Jamal Murray considered a point guard?
Yes.
I mean, can I sit here and definitively tell you that he's top five?
I think the way he's playing right now, I would put him as.
Carrying
his team.
Shea is better. Are we going to put Steph as better?
Hold on. Let's take a step back here for a second.
Go ahead.
Right now, in this moment, with how all these point guards are playing,
right?
You just told me today, and yesterday, and last week that Jalen Brunson deserves legitimate MVP consideration.
Yes.
If that's the case, then yes. He's a top 5 point guard.
Okay. Is he better than Luka Doncic?
No.
Okay. So that's one. Is he better than Shea Gilgeous-Alexander?
No.
So that's two.
And that's probably where I stop.
Okay. No Dame?
No
I think
to
he's
Dame.
Better
no
than Dame right now.
Okay.
He's playing better than Dame right now.
So then he's probably Halliburton, I'd say no. De'Aaron Fox, I'd say no. Jamal Murray, I guess you say no. I mean,
he's playing better than Steph.
Steph, yeah. I guess the answer is yes. But I'm not going to yell at him. I don't think having a conversation of is he a top 5 point guard in the NBA is worthy of yelling at.
No. I just think that we're all having a hard time here because at some point we keep saying, you know, and thank you for the phone call. We keep saying, you know, we need a superstar. At a certain point, if this continues with this kind of consistency with Jalen Brunson, he's going to be in that conversation,
right? He's great, but I got to tell you, man, looking at the list of point guards, I mean, you got Kyrie, and not that he's not better. He's better than Kyrie. Darius Garland, Drew Holiday, Fred VanVleet.
Maxey.
I mean, there is some. Yeah, Maxey is terrific. I mean, there are some really, really good point guards in this league.
Yeah, we've never had one.
And finally, we do.
You know the last time we had an all-NBA point guard was?
Clyde Frazier.
Can you imagine that?
Is that really true?
Yeah.
So you're looking
on the broadcast last night, right, Raymond?
Yeah, there was all sorts of stuff going on there though. I mean, did you look at the amount of point guards that have come through here?
What does that mean? There was all sorts of stuff going on with that.
We had all sorts of stuff going on.
Well, we had an MSG broadcast. We had an ESPN broadcast.
Right.
I was looking at stats and info. I was all over the place.
What'd you watch
night.
The game on, MSG or ESPN last night?
I had them both on.
Always MSG.
Always MSG. Yeah, I did as well.
I've had them both on in here.
I'm sure you do. And you have the radio.
And the radio.
Yeah. So it's all happening for you.
I turn the radio on.
And you had a special broadcast going on in another studio for some reason too, right?
Well, you know the reason.
What was the other broadcast?
We've talked about this.
There was another broadcast?
I'll tell you off the air, yeah.
So it was three broadcasts?
It wasn't an on-air broadcast, though.
Shut up.
It was a practice broadcast.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's go. This is going to be a good one. Let's go to Carol and Wayne. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dave. Did you hear what I just told the guy about John?
No, I didn't hear what you told the guy about John. What did you tell the guy?
Yeah. John thinks he can do your job.
Right.
Let me tell you, you're on vacation next week. I won't even listen.
Oh, no.
Come on, Carol.
Carol, don't say that.
Carol.
No.
Come on, Carol.
Dave, he is hilarious.
Hilarious.
He's going on vacation, so I'm going on vacation.
Well, okay, Carol, can I ask you a favor?
I got to tell you, I'm a huge, huge Giants fan.
Right.
And you talk about our boys. When I get in the car, I can't wait to listen to you. Like, seriously, I'm cracking up this morning when he said he could do your job, not even for 5 minutes. God bless you.
What are you wearing right now, Carol?
Stop it. Don't you dare do that to Carol.
I'm wearing my Rutgers. I'm an old lady. I'm going to be 68. Yes. God bless.
I'm sorry you have to deal with this kind of conversation.
I like
Carol,
a little experience.
I'm my Rutgers alumni. I'm alumni from Rutgers in New Jersey.
We're familiar with Rutgers. Now, Carol, let me ask you a question, Carol.
Listen, Carol,
for God's sakes, can I ask you a question?
Please. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
All right, it's okay. Can I ask you for a personal favor? Just from me to you?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Listen to the show next week. And here's what just listen. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to listen. And when I return, I'll actually be back next Friday. I'm not taking the whole week off. When I return next Friday, I'd like you to report back to me and tell me what you think of the show when I wasn't there.
I can never. Are you kidding? I can't even believe
Carol, Ross is a Rutgers guy, isn't he?
Is this 98.7? He goes, yeah. I go, I really got through.
Isn't Gross
on
Rutgers?
How many times I tried to talk to Dave? You can't believe it.
You want a cell phone number, Carol?
Yeah, I don't have my cell phone on me, but you can have the number if you'd like.
No. God bless you all.
God bless
you. You're all hilarious, but I really don't. I'm a retired Catholic social worker, so that's why you really like. I'm going to a client. I volunteer now. So you just make the mornings a lot more pleasant with all the stories I hear. So thank you.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day. And be safe on your vacation. Where are you going?
Florida.
Fat camp.
That's
God
nice.
God bless. Don't you dare.
Yeah.
You know what?
You get him, Carol. Sick him.
Don't you talk about my days. Don't
thank
you talk about
thank me. You, Carol. Thank you.
I would mess with Carol.
But she loves me.
Yeah.
How about that? And she the guy that she's answered
with
the
Sherry.
Phone?
He was, to RJ.
RJ, did you know that she was going to be such a spitfire when you spoke to her?
It's a little troubling that, we try to welcome everyone in. We think of ourselves as a group. One of the first things she said, she goes, heard Dave's gone on vacation, won't be listening.
Disparaging her fellow Rutgers guy.
Well, I don't even know that she knows who's filling in for me when I'm away next week.
I don't think she cares.
No, I don't think she cares. Exactly. Without me. But she thinks that, John thinks that he can do this job. RJ, what do you think? You're the producer of this fine show. I'm away. John sits in. How's the show go?
I think John would do well. I really do.
It's amazing.
Carol's probably in bed right now.
Watch it.
Scantily dressed.
Okay.
Cigarette in one hand. ESPN radio.
Picture on
the app now that it's back functioning.
On the app.
Yeah.
Who knows what the other hand. This is wild.
How many hands does this woman have?
It's a lot.
She's got one hand with a cigarette, one hand on the app, and then other hands.
Why does she have her hand on the app? She doesn't need her hand on the app.
I don't know.
But she doesn't have to hold the app.
I don't know.
Although, who knows with our app?
I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she has to hold it to a certain specification. 38 degrees north northwest.
She was feisty.
Yeah, she didn't want anybody talking bad about her Dave.
Maybe you should take her on a date with you and Sherry.
I don't really see that happening.
Be nice.
No. I'm not looking to go on dates with my wife and other women.
She just pledged her allegiance to you that she doesn't even listen
when you're
done.
And I like her as well. And I hope that she calls back and reports how the show was when I'm not here next week.
All right.
Until I'm back on Friday. And on that Friday, we make our big baseball predictions for the year.
Big baseball predictions.
Raymond, by the way, did you hear who he wants as his partner?
Who does he want as his partner?
Grasso.
Okay.
He doesn't want you.
No, no.
He doesn't
want...
All right. Well,
that's what
I mean,
you said. See, but you're the worst.
That's who he should want.
You're the worst.
Why?
That's who he should want.
Why?
You're the absolute worst.
Why?
No, because it's like with the whole like Cassie's a floozy thing. I never said she was grinding on my lap. None of that.
It's how you say things. I believe, and RJ, you can go find it.
I believe you said
she stuck her tongue down my throat.
I said her tongue was in my mouth. I didn't say she was grinding on my lap.
No,
none of that.
I think I've added that for my own
pleasure.
Story is the grinding.
This is a story.
But I believe that you said tongue shoved down my throat.
No, did not say that. Is that Grasso?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this guy?
Very
confident. Big toe, yeehaw.
I got all week of this next. This is my next week.
You got 4 days.
Super.
All right, can we break and come back?
No, because now Raymond's got a bad taste in his mouth. Raymond, all I said is...
Don't feel bad about it.
We were talking about how we're picking teams. I said, Raymond's got a lot going on right now. Maybe we just say, because he's not that into it, we have, because Gross is on the show, we do the four of us and then pick teams that way. Or you could be involved with a team that has... You can pick your own team.
So you and Grasso against me and RJ, and then
Raymond's
Raymond,
a free agent.
He sees what picks he likes better, and he jumps on that team.
He could be on that team. He's like a free agent.
RJ, you know what I think could happen? I do truly believe that Rick and Grasso could have such diametrically opposed picks. It could be wonderful.
So you
then
think,
go for it.
You think he brings in Grasso?
I think he brings in Grasso, and there's a lot of infighting.
Wow.
And then I think there's a lot of blaming. I told you the Cardinals weren't going to do well in the Central.
So you think Grasso comes in and swings it. He's like, oh, I don't care how many.
I think Grasso walks in right on the table.
How about this? Me, Santi, Grasso, you, RJ, Winthrop.
No, but Winthrop is
a losing team has
a non-baseball
doesn't
fan.
Doesn't matter. Losing
but he,
team.
But we don't need Winthrop. He doesn't bring anything
losing
to the
team
table.
Has to pay for dinner. Nice dinner. So that way you're spoiled.
How about it's just me and RJ against the three of you guys?
Oh,
it's fine.
You want to play that game?
Yeah. I don't think we need it. Do we need a third, RJ?
I think we bring in Winthrop to go in against them and like it like a distraction. Like he's the deep route. He's the nine route that is not.
And getting, I just hit you on a crossing.
Yeah,
pattern.
He's not getting the football. Yeah. But maybe he goes into their huddle and just starts spouting off nonsense.
That's right. He gets into their heads.
Yeah, he goes in and be like, oh.
Or you know what he could be? He could be like the Max Patkin of our team, like the crown prince of baseball. The guy that just sits there and spins around a baseball bat on the side.
He's just going to be off looking for Kate Middleton anyway. So.
And RJ will be the guy with the little strike zone. Remember him?
Eddie Goodell?
Yeah, him.
He's not allowed to bat little people anymore.
Right. Well, that's what you got.
RJ, Eddie Goodell was like 3'4". He's comparing you to him.
Tell you what, though. When I do play, small strike zone. Man, that's just the way it works.
Well, that's what happened with Eddie Goodell.
Yeah.
One at bat, walked, never allowed again.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you not say that you and I have a far superior relationship.
Outside of
not during football season.
Yeah, yeah, we've said this before.
Yeah.
As long as it's not discussing matters of football, we seem to be fine.
Yeah, we have our hot button issues that we get to, and it gets us a little steamy, but I still adore him.
Yeah, I'm not sure steamy's the word I would use.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like, wants to punch you in the face. I mean, if that's the definition of steamy.
I think that Raymond's better than that. I don't think he wants to
punch
me in the
face. No, I think there's a strong chance.
Raymond, there are times where you actually think to yourself, I would like to punch him in the face.
I can say that hasn't happened.
Has not happened.
Raymond,
you do like to push. You like to push the envelope. I think sometimes I feel like you would like me to try and punch you in the face.
No, though. I don't.
Are you into that?
What?
You into that?
No.
Some people are. I'm not here to judge.
Am I here to getting punched in the face?
Beat you up a little bit?
No.
Rough you up?
No, I'm good, but thank you.
I mean, again. Bye-bye.
James Conner. Boom, boom, boom.
There's examples here.
Well, because your Cowboys just threw up on themselves.
In fairness to Dave, though, you were trying to pretend like that wasn't going to be a big loss. He was.
Oh, I know he was.
Well, at the end of the day, it didn't end up being a big loss, but still.
Only because the Eagles soiled themselves against the Arizona Cardinals at home.
Well, exactly. We soiled ourselves against the Arizona Cardinals, and guess what? So did the Eagles. And it ended up not mattering.
What a mess that was for the Eagles last year.
What were they, 1-7 down the stretch?
Oof. Well, they were 10-1.
They were bad.
Really, really bad. Let's go to Orlando, bring in Alex, and say good morning. Hi, Alex. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, you know,
DPH show and Rothenberg. Real quick, I just wanted to talk about the Knicks win yesterday. And, man, it just gets me so pumped to, you know, we gave them a little spanking. I mean, not really a spanking, but either way, we beat Golden State, right? And... you know, I'm looking at the lineup right now, and, you know, everyone's talking about, you know, we need Julius Randle back. Dave, I know how you feel about Julius Randle, but at the same time, they also say, you know, Mitchell Robinson. And, you know, I'm looking at our fives. You know, Achiuwa's great, and Hardenstein, I think
I don't know
extension.
How great Achiuwa is. I think Achiuwa has been great, but I wonder in a seven-game series against some real size how good Precious Achiuwa is going to be. Yeah, off the bench for 10 minutes a night, I think Achiuwa would be great. I think that Hartenstein and Robinson are clearly a better duo than involving Achiuwa in this.
Okay, but my thing is, okay, think about it this way, Dave. Would you be 100% that Mitchell Robinson will give you a full season over his career?
No, I don't believe in his health whatsoever.
No, I don't understand what exactly is the point?
No, I'm just waxing poetic. It's been a long time. I mean, I've listened to you guys the 2018, when we were watching the Kevin Knox be in our starting lineup. To this point now, it's night and day, and I'm just really excited about what the Knicks can do to all together. And I just wanted to, you know, just be positive, put a positive note on it. Thank you, Tom Thibodeau, and appreciate you guys. Hope you guys have a good rest of your morning.
Oh, well, thank you. It was a nice call. I'm not exactly sure what he was talking about, though.
I think he just wanted to wax poetic. He's very happy with the team.
Well, I understand why you would be happy with this team. I do. You should be happy with the team. By the way, I want to hear from Joe Torre. He called into the K Show yesterday. You see that he made the pitching change?
I did.
Took Rodon out of that game. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I think cooler for the Yankees fans was the way that Rodon pitched.
He pitched really well. Got up to over 96 miles an hour with the fastball, which is huge for the Yankees. I didn't realize. You know Joe Torre? I mean, 84 in a couple months?
I think we've done his age before.
Have
for some
we?
Reason, yeah.
God, but. Goes so fast, man.
Yeah, but look at him. I mean, he's still
very.
Right, like, so you got. I mean,
he's got it.
You got 40 years left in you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not concerned about me at the moment. I just can't believe that we're at the point where Joe Torre's going to be 84 years old.
It's, dude, time's going by fast.
Joe Torre was on the K Show yesterday. So I guess Boone contacted him prior to training camp and wanted him to stop on by. And here's how Joe said that went about.
Boone had called me about 3 weeks ago when I was traveling with the MLB group to do the meetings in Arizona. And when I saw Boone was calling, I said he probably butt-dialed me. And then I answered the phone, and he says, how about, you know, come and see us and then put on the uniform. I said, well, I plan on coming to Florida to see you guys, but I don't know about putting on the uniform. And when I got in the coach's room the other day, and there's, Willie Randolph and Ron Guidry and I said, oh, what the heck, you know, and it was very comfortable. I'm happy to report.
That's cool. I mean, listen, I'm not a Yankees fan, but boy, Joe Torre's an easily likable guy.
He absolutely is. And it's smart, though. I mean, you want as many people like that around the team as possible. right? I mean, just to get
100%
stories, whatever kind of knowledge. Just it's cool.
I mean, he's part of the fabric. He's part of the history. He won multiple championships, right? He was a great manager.
And it's the
mystique,
why
would you not want him? Yeah, of course.
You're selling that too, right? I mean, you're selling that to players. It's going to be one of the things that you're selling to Juan Soto, how important it is to be a Yankee, what it means to wear the pinstripes, all that stuff. And he's been a part of, you know, Joe Torre has been a part of a lot of great times here in, you know, championships with the Yankees.
The funny thing is when the Yankees brought him in, people were miserable. They thought he was going to be horrendous. I think the back page of one of the papers was Clueless Joe.
At what point do you think we pivot, or do we ever pivot away from like the managers and coaches wearing uniforms?
It's interesting. And when you really take a step back and think about it, you got baseball managers in baseball uniforms?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It seems
what would they wear?
Maybe like a nice.
But you can't dress up.
No, I don't think you need to dress up. You can wear like a, you know, one of the
like a pullover.
Nice pullover.
Yeah,
and
well, that's
some
what,
kinda,
that's what they do though. Like,
yeah,
they probably wear the jersey under,
but the jersey underneath it.
Pullover.
Nice pullover. And
but baseball pants.
No, I don't think you need to wear baseball pants. No,
like a nice sweatpant.
Yeah, like a nice track pant or something.
Yeah. I think that's probably the way to go, but it feels like they've been doing this for... Now, like, I don't think, like, Connie McGillicuddy back in the 30s and 40s, I think he was wearing suits in the dugout, Connie Mack.
Well, he used to have the NFL coaches wearing suits on the sidelines.
Well, but that's like Tom Landry's suit, beautiful hat, right?
Yeah.
But at least that's like... Could you imagine if the NFL coaches were wearing uniforms? Or
could you imagine that?
Destroy it.
Or like an NHL coach behind the bench.
Or how about like Tom Thibodeau in the tank top jersey and the little shorts?
Imagine Torts when he refused to leave the bench if he was in full uni.
Right, with like the hockey short pants. Like it would be ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
I do feel like it's a good point. Like maybe it's time to move on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the solution is, but...
Well, maybe we just have a come to Jesus moment. Like, guys, let's eliminate wearing
Gabe Kapler's in good shape. Come on, like that's not.
It's still weird, though.
It's still a little bit weird.
When you take the only reason you're okay with it is because it's all you know. Like everyone in this lifetime was born and managers wore baseball uniforms. It makes no sense. Why in the world is there a chance they're going to get called into the game?
No.
So I don't understand. What's the point of that? RJ, are you all for moving on from managers in baseball wearing full uniforms?
I would be pretty confused if they didn't at this point, though. I don't know why they do. I agree with you. But if they... I mean, you could do the Aaron Boone, where he more often than not just has, like, the pullover.
Right. Now, do you assume he's wearing the jersey under?
No.
So you think he's...
I think you're supposed to win.
So he's cheating this... So Aaron Boone is cheating the system,
I
think.
It's not a given that it's always under there. Cheating the system. Yeah, that...
But it should be under there if you're supposed to be in full uniform. Can a manager not wear a full uniform?
But how would you even know?
I guess you wouldn't. But it's supposed to be part of the fabric of the uniform. You're supposed to wear the jersey under that pullover, I think.
I think I remember, like, was it Terry Francona? Because, you know, he had an illness that he got a pass that he wore something else instead of, like, the baseball jersey underneath his pullover. He made that work.
Yeah, but the changes are jarring. I'm still a little thrown off that the NBA coaches don't wear suits on the sideline. Like, they haven't done it in 4 years. They wear the matching pullovers.
Does anybody dress up or no?
No, that's it.
Yeah, nobody. They match.
But pandemic
hockey still
that.
Wears suits. Torts is moving away from it, though.
Yeah.
You want Torts to go out
always
in full
a suit.
Gear?
Well, no, not full gear, but Torts, he wears like the three-quarter zip or whatever that is.
Let's start a movement where NBA coaches wear uniforms on the side. That, could you?
Let's not.
How
would
you construct a huddle? Like Tom calls him and he's like, all right, here's what I need. They wouldn't be able to stop laughing. They'd lose their minds. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to something seemingly ridiculous that RG3 had to say and an injury concern with the Yankees. Another one as well. All that and more, 98.7 ESPN. All right, discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop buzzer-beating action all season long. Take the hard-hitting excitement of March matchups to that next level with a lion's share of promotions and full betting options. Whether you're cheering courtside or from the comfort of your couch, BetMGM keeps the adrenaline pumping with every dunk, three-pointer, and buzzer beater. Join the excitement now with BetMGM. Plus, every time you make a wager, you earn BetMGM rewards points, which means you can turn the convenience of online betting into real-world rewards at one of MGM's signature resorts and more. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Download the BetMGM app today and enjoy March matchups like never before. See BetMGM... No, let me do that again. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Get up right now. Mel Kiper is on. Should the Giants move up from the sixth spot? You know what Mel's going to say.
He's going to say no.
Yeah. He still likes Daniel Jones. Mel might
Well, why would they move up? I mean, he's going to say no because he doesn't have him taking J.J. McCarthy at
right.
six.
But Mel is one of the few people that walks the planet that thinks the Giants should just stick it out with Daniel Jones.
Well, I think he's of the opinion that they have not done enough around him.
And I
coaching
think that
changes,
that's,
lack
I think
of talent.
That's fair to
offensive
say.
Line stinks.
But here's the thing. Daniel Jones, and I know it was for a very brief amount of time last season, he looked dreadful.
Oh, I did not look good.
He looked
second half
Raiders.
Arizona,
he looked
really
awful.
Good.
Niners. He didn't look good. Like he gave you one good half for the time he was there, and that was the second half against Arizona, who might have been one of the worst defenses in football.
And now you got no Saquon. And you can say what you want. His numbers with Saquon as opposed to without Saquon, or it's.
I think they'll be okay with Saquon without Saquon.
No, I think they'll be fine too. I think that's part of the problem, just in general. Listen, having Saquon is huge for anybody, but when you have a guy that you're paying as much as you're paying Daniel Jones,
right.
He should not be dependent on what running
correct.
Back you have.
But if you don't add another quarterback, you have to envision you're going to be adding an elite receiver, like Neighbors or Dunze, right? So it's either going to be, there's not going to be as much pressure on Daniel Jones because you've added J.J. McCarthy and everyone's going to have the expectations for him, or you don't add the quarterback and now you add a legitimate weapon to help Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but there's still going to be pressure on Daniel Jones because of how his contract is structured.
I think there'll only be pressure on Daniel Jones if the Giants don't take a quarterback.
No, there's going to be pressure regardless.
But if you take J.J. McCarthy waiting in the wings or Drake May waiting in the wings, how much pressure is there going to be on Daniel Jones?
If either way, however you want to decide how much pressure is more, that his contract is, they can move off of his contract. If it was, hey, we'd like to draft, we're done with Daniel Jones. But we don't like J.J. McCarthy enough to take him with a sixth pick. It would have to be Drake May, but you can't get Drake May because he's gone to the top three. There's still a real possibility that you move off of Daniel Jones. And once you move off of Daniel Jones, where is he going?
There's pressure there. Let's see what happens with injuries. Quarterbacks are going to get hurt. Jones now available. Giants eat a bulk of the contract. You can move on from him after the season. Maybe there's a team that takes a flyer on Daniel Jones.
Maybe.
I don't think he's a bad quarterback.
No, I don't think so either, but he was the sixth overall pick here.
Right. He'll never live up to that.
So, to stay healthy, there's pressure to stay healthy. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on this guy. It's New York. I mean, coming off a bad season where he got hurt twice.
He's always hurt.
I get it, and that's why if I'm, Joe
Shane. It's the hamstring, it's the neck, again. He's always hurt.
Right, and that's why if I'm Joe Shane or Brian Daboll, I have a hard time, tying my future to Daniel Jones, knowing that there's a lack of availability. Like, it's not reliable enough for me. I'm not going to hitch my wagon to this because, there's a real chance that he's hurt or just not as good as I need him to be.
All right, so question for you. We'll get to the calls in a second. 800-919-3776. Giants don't take a quarterback at six. Stay at six. Do you believe that they take a quarterback at back end of round one?
Yeah.
So there's no way the Giants get through this draft without that quarterback waiting in the wings to take over from Daniel Jones, in your mind?
Yeah, I think they're probably going to draft one.
Okay.
I mean, that's
so be
the way.
Penix late or Bo Nix late or McCarthy at six.
Well, I think it'll be Bo Nix later, according to this.
Where do they have Bo Nix on this
12.
Thing? Is Bo Nix at 12?
Yeah, 12.
That's crazy.
I read something that they think Penix is going to be a second round pick yesterday.
So, but I don't think the Giants could get him because what's their second round pick? 49?
They probably have to move. Yeah, I mean, they probably have to
probably
move.
Probably have to move up. He's got a cannon of an arm, though.
Oh, he does.
I wonder what it is that teams don't like about him, though. Because apparently, check
medical,
that well.
Just the history. I mean, medicals look good, but still. I mean, he's been...
So he's been banged up?
Been hurt a lot. That what? Last... I mean, the national championship game didn't do him any favors.
But the semifinal game, he was unbelievable.
He was great.
You imagine if at the end of the semifinal game, he's like, you know what? I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm not going to play in this next game.
There's no reason I need.
There's no reason I need to.
No, to win a national championship.
Oh, I get it. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, bud?
So, real quick. So, my main point is about Joe Torre, but just on Fraggle Rock from yesterday, did anyone else root for the dog to ever grab one of the Fraggles and just tear him apart?
I got to be honest. I don't remember the intricacies of Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, I wasn't anti-Fraggle where I wanted the dog to get them, though.
You know what he's talking about? Yeah, I don't really. I remember it was an HBO show, but I don't remember the ins and outs of how Fraggle Rock took place, to be honest.
That's fair enough. I mean, I'm not sure many people do. But on to Joe Torre, just real quick. So I'm 41 years old. When I grew up, it was Stump Merrill. It was, you know, Buck Showalter, and then Joe Torre. Joe Torre essentially raised me as a Yankees fan. And like, yeah, did I disagree with him over the years with bullpen decisions, you know, A-Rod batting order in the lineup and in the playoffs? Yes. But how awesome was that? Just as a Yankees fan yesterday, that moment, him just walking out, taking Rodon out, it makes you fully appreciate just the history and tradition that we have as Yankees fans. I know you guys aren't, but just
no. But
overall,
you, I mean, listen, we're not idiots, right? I mean, you look at the litany of tradition and history and all the things that go with being a Yankee. It's real special. You're 100% right.
No, it was just a nice moment. So even though, you know, obviously, you know, it didn't amicably, you know, at the end of it, you know, it didn't go as well as it could have in terms of, you know, saying goodbye. But, you know, time kind of heals all wounds. And, you know, you see Joe Torre now, and it's you harken back to, you know, one of the championships in 96, 98, 99, 2000. It's
right. Just, I think, you know what nice it ends moment. Up being, though, too, and thanks for the phone call. I think a lot of the times we don't, especially here, maybe it's because we have, I mean, just, you know.
So many teams.
Is you don't take time a lot to enjoy what's actually happening in the moment. You know what I mean? It's always...
I never
like,
do.
Well, like, even with the Knicks stuff, it's like a lot of people, this was happening to us earlier in the season, where it's like, they're so worried about what's next. When are we getting the superstar? When are we going to win the championship?
That's just like, what... That's human nature,
no,
I think,
No, I know,
though.
But once... So once you're through that, and that person is gone, like the whole, like, Z-Li elite, now Eli's gone, it's like... We didn't realize how good we had it.
Yeah.
You see Joe Torre now, and you realize, I mean, they haven't won a World Series since 2009.
Correct.
Haven't been back to the World Series. You're like, all that, you know, complaining I was doing about that team.
And they pushed Joe Torre out.
Right. I mean, that was, those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days. Well, you got to figure you're winning three World Series in a four-year span, and then you go to the World Series in 2001 as well. It's rare. You're probably not going to get something like that
again.
No,
I know. It's just, it's too bad that we can't just take a step back and actually enjoy it while it's happening.
We can't. And I'll be honest with you, I'm as guilty as anybody. I cannot do it. Giants win great. At the end of a Giants game, my thoughts are, all right, what's coming up? Loss wrecks me. Win, what's coming up? What do we have? How can we go 3-1 in the next four games? I think I'm kind of broken when it comes to that.
But then when you get a chance to see, you name the player or coach or, you know, the team that you're talking about, you remember how good it was.
Of course.
And how much during the time that you enjoyed it. But I don't know, I think a lot of it too, it comes to expectations around here get so high.
Well,
so
will
fast.
We ever see another team like the 86 Mets? Probably not. Will you ever see a team like the Yankees in the late 90s? Probably not. Will you ever see a team like the Giants in 86 and 90? Probably not.
What that Islanders team?
The Islanders, you'll never ever
see that
again.
It was like that game we had when Al Arbor coached us. The coolest.
You'll never see that. I mean, they won four straight cups. See that again. No team will ever do that again. All right, we'll break. We'll come back. The Knicks, what we've got with them right now, pretty enticing. It's DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
and cheese.
Rick's screaming about a bacon, egg, and cheese was on an open
microphone. I want to make sure he gets it.
No, I understand. And God forbid you get up and walk in there, interrupt my read. Can I now, please?
What is it? This better be the best read you've ever done in your life.
It probably won't be now that you interrupted and took me out of my rhythm. Now a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn, completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn, it's just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.